We thank you so much. We honor you. We love you. Sir, you are everything. It's all about Jesus, not about any man. We are here to worship the Lord. We are here to receive. We are here to be touched by you, fresh oil of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We want to serve you well, Lord. We don't want to be just, you know, lukewarm, half-hearted, but we want to go in all the way with you, Lord. Father, we ask you to pour your blessing and Holy Spirit like a mighty river, like a mighty ocean. The people's life will be changed. They'll walk out of this place with a different spirit, with a different anointing. They testify the Holy Spirit will be raised up in their life, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you. All the glory belongs to you. Everybody shout, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, let me just share what's in my heart. God is looking for people. We all know that. I'm not interested in sharing the work and making sons and daughters of God. I'm not interested about that. I'm not interested in just raising an army of God. I'm only interested in raising a special force of God. Who will go all the way with God? Not halfway, not three-quarter way, not 8%, not 99%, but all the way. That's what I'm talking about. Are you hungry for God? Are you thirsty for God? If you keep open up your heart, Lord's going to bring something out of me. I don't know what to say, but I'm just going to obey the Holy Spirit to get it out. So open your heart. Receive. Receive the special fire from God. Let the Spirit get stirred inside of you. The gift, it has to go, man. The fire has to put down. I want the God to just pour out his fire. But no man can quench that fire. No devil can quench that fire. The fire is so hot, burning inside of you. Only God. Praise God will come out of you. Nothing matters. Only Jesus matters. That's what I want interest in sharing. Special force of God. I just came from LP. I'm saying, proud of God, hoping to blind eyes. I'm stuck in the deaf here. Not that because I'm a great man of God. Simply, I'm the vessel I obey. I said, Lord, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I want to go all the way with you. I want to be that person for you, Lord. You can count on me no matter what happens. That's the only difference. So we'll give you if you're hungry. Just say, make the commitment. Lord, I'm going in all the way with you. I'm not satisfied. I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of watered down gospel. I want to go all the way. I'm going all the way with you. That's the commitment. Oh my God. God's looking for that person. God is looking for that person. God is looking for that person to anoint you, good you, to do the work through you. It's not that, you know, only God wants to do is serve people. No, for everybody. I want you to know that you are the servant of God. You are the child of God. You are anointed by the Holy Ghost. You are devil chaser, demon chaser. You are anointed by the Holy Spirit. You're God praiser. You are nation shaker. You're birth renewer. You're destroyer. You're anointed the servant of God. Every single one of us. There's no exception to it. The greater he that is in you than he that is in the world. The great one is in you. Let the whole world see the great one. Let the devil tremble. Let the life of God, the light of God, the power that rises in you. If anybody needs to run, let the devil run. I'm sick and tired of looking at the devil's face and coming against the church of living God. Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago. He said, I can give power to you to fill the servants and spoken. Power of all the works of him. One place that was blood, which is under our feet. There has no business in your family. There has no business in your mouth. There has no business in your body. There has no business in your loved one's life. Only one place in the law, under your feet. Jesus destroyed him. Jesus conquered him. What are we looking at? Where is that glorious power? Where is that glorious anointing? Jesus said, I have defeated the devil. I have destroyed it. Not 99%, but 100%. Where is that demonstration of power, God? It's not Jesus' holy back. Holy Ghost is here. He didn't go back to his home when he came 2,000 years ago, days of Pentecost. He went back. He's here. He's here. He's looking for that person. He's looking for that person. He's looking for that person. The vessel. that he can work through. New breath, new spirit, new anointing. That's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in just making a conversion out of people, just convert that, convert them to receive Christ. I want to go a little bit higher than that, all the way. I'm not interested in you talking in tongues and praising and singing and jumping, you know, rejoicing. That's good. Getting goosebumps on top of the goosebumps. That's good. But he shall receive what? Power. After the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Is Jesus a liar? Did he say, you shall receive the power? Then let's get that power. It's available. If you tell you to get that power, if it's not available, something's wrong here. It's a commitment. I want you to level up that commitment today. I want you to raise their level. Look at the people whose Olympic is coming. Look at how they kick those people out. 4 years, 5 years, 10 years of their life. They only want thing, one thing in their mind. Their mind as a gold medal. Amen. They suffer, drink for their life for that. But what about as a child of God, as a servant of God? What are we looking for here? Are we looking for something in this world? This world has nothing to offer me. Nothing. Nothing in this world can hold me down either. That's the reason God is using me. Nothing else. Just that commitment. Not because I know the word inside out. Not because I pray longer than anybody else. No. Because that commitment. Lord, I'm going all the way with you. You can count on me. You can count on me. I'm there. Praise the Lord. You know the story of Israel, how God delivered them, brought them out. So they came to the border of the promised land. God said, go conquer. I haven't given you that land. God told Moses to bring the 12 tribal leaders and send them out there as a spy mission. Go look at it and see. The land that I promised you, is it land with the milk flow and the milk and honey? Is that land? Get it? As I told you, check it out. And see the people over there too. See what kind of people they are. And search. And come report back. So Moses sent it out to 12 persons. For 40 days, they went out for scout mission, checking out the city, the people, inhabitants, everything. And they came with a report after 40 days. They said, the land certainly is a flow of the milk and honey. It's an awesome land. The land is fertile. They are rich with good soil. The fruit is big. Everything what God has promised is to them. That is the promised land. We got some problem. But they have a walled city. It's a fortress. They're high. They're tall. They're strong. And we see the people, the nations of people in that inhabitant. They are strong people. And even saw the giant in there. Terrible came to give us the report and say, oh, the negative. Contradicting against the gospel. But there was a few persons with a different spirit. Joshua and Caleb. That's what I'm talking about. Different spirit. They saw exactly the same as what they saw. They saw the walls seem tall, fortresses, strong city. They saw the exact same giant. They saw the strong nations. They came and said, you know what? We can do it. We can take it. God is with us. They're our plan. We can conquer it. God has given us that to us. We can do it. What happened? Because of 10 people, the negative report, God said, that was an evil report. But all of a sudden, the fear spread among them. People of Israel like the cancer spreading in our body. And fear got a hold of that. All the entire Israel life, they are fearful. They started looking at the Almighty God, how God delivered them out of Egypt with the wonders and signs and miracles. One after another, signs and miracles after one after another. Instead of looking at God, how God delivered them, they were looking at the circumstances. They were looking at the giant. They were looking at the tall city. They were looking at all the mighty nation. Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it. God is with us. And while I'm praying, and remember how God delivered them out. All the need they had. Now every time that God meet their need supernaturally with a miracle, one after another. When they needed water, God performed miracles. They out of rock, the water came out. Then when they needed food, God provided them the manna for 40 years in the wilderness. When they didn't have a manna, they didn't have a purpose. God, daytime, cloud, pillars of cloud, and nighttime, pillars of fire. God was their roadmap. They remember all that yet? Look at the circumstances. It's impossible. When I come away, I'm not trusting the special force of God.
Amen.
Nor I'm talking. When God says something, Maggie didn't say, come out of bed. Just do it. He'll read the Bible. Second book of John. Mother of Mary said, whatever my Jesus tell you, my son tell you, just do it. That's what I'm talking about. When God says something, do it. Then you say, how high? He said, jump, how high? He said, go down, how deep? That's all in my obedience. He'll take care of the rest. Fear spread and ground. Grab hold of all the time. The promised land. They are right for a version of victory. God has given them awesome promised land because they were so scared listening to what the man said. Looking at the circumstances, they disobeyed God. They refused to go in. They reject God. What happened? Because the reason of that, they wandered around for 4 years aimlessly, suffered hardship in 4 years. Because they're disobedience. I mean, the cross, they could just cross to the promised land. It'll take less than 20 days. They could cross. But it took them more than 40 years wandering around, suffering, hardship, because of their disobedience. But this time, the second time around, it's a different story. That's what I'm trying to get to you. God raises certain people. All the unbeliever, all the doubters, all the dog has been died away. And God has raised this time a man named Joshua. Remember, that's not easy shoes to fulfill, taking a job after Moses. You know how God used Moses mightily, miracle after miracle. Now this time God is raising Joshua. Joshua. I want you to take these people, my people Israel, to the promised land. Can you must be imagine what Joshua must be felt? God, why me? I'm not a spiritual leader. I'm not a miracle worker. I can't fulfill what Moses did. It's such a big shoes to fulfill, isn't it? Can you imagine how nervous Joshua must be felt? Lord, I cannot do it. You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong man. God said, no, Joshua. I got the right man. I'm with you. As I was with Moses, I'm with you. Now take my people to the promised land. As I was with Moses, I'm with you. Take that. All the unbelievers, doubt your people has to be passed away. Second time around, they came to the border of the promised land. But this time, it was a different story. New generation, God has ready. They are ready for battle. They are ready to invade the devil's territory. They are ready to conquer the enemy. They were ready to listen to Almighty God. Instruction. Follow that instruction. Follow that command. Follow that command. God said, take it. You go conquer. They won't question. They were ready, just waiting for the blow, the trumpet sound. Whenever God said go, they were ready to go conquer and battle. Take it back what the devil has stolen. Everything they want that God promised, they were ready to take it. Listen to me, they were ready. And when the Time came. Joshua said, it's time to cross. They didn't hold back nothing. They just ran. Whatever they required, they said, we're going to go all the way with God. We're not going to get scared. Devil, you're lying. I look at the walled city. I look at the great giant. I look at everything what the people said. It doesn't matter. They didn't get scared. They didn't back down. They just marched right on. Take it back. Hold it down. It's about time we take up offense warfare. Amen. Kingdom of God suffer violence. Violence taken by force. I'm tired of looking at people taking a defense. When the problem comes, they start running. When the problem comes, they start fasting. When the problem comes, they start reading about it. Why can't you do that all the time? Why can't you just fight for offense warfare? Jesus never tell you, you know, just wait until the devil comes. Jesus said, go after, go into all the world, preach the gospel, open the blind eyes, unstop the deaf ears, set the captives free. Go. He never said, hold it until you receive the Holy Ghost. Then you go. Offense warfare. He never told you to hold the fort. He never told you to fight the defense warfare. We got to find the offense warfare. We got to be violent in the spirit. We got to take back everything the devil has taken and stolen from us. Why should the devil be in control of your family? Why should the devil be in control of your loved ones? Why should the devil be in control of God's money? It's your job and my job. Take it back. New anointing. New commitment. New dedication. All the way. We're talking about Jesus is coming back all the time. Do you think he's coming back to the church like us? This whole world's going to know whether they like it or not. They're going to see the manifestation of the glory of God. They're going to know that Jesus is the Son of the living God. He is the resurrected Lord. One way or the other, they're going to know. And they're going to bow their knee. Voluntarily or involuntarily. They're going to see it. Jesus is coming back. We're going to hear the trumpet sound. We're going to see the eastern sky split open. We're going to see the Gabriel blowing that trumpet. We're going to rise up and meet the Lord in the sky. Hallelujah. And before that, God is looking for the people. God is looking for the church and bride without a spot, without a wrinkle. Holding on to the Lord with a full of power, full of anointing, full of authority, full of glory, full of presence of God. God is looking for that church. God is looking for that bride. Are you that person? Are you that church? Church is not a building. It is you. You are the living church. You are the living temple. This is you, every individual. That is what I'm talking about. Are you that person? Are you ready to hear that trumpet of God and say, rise up. Rise up, take it, and make the devil's territory. Capture that promised land. Fight and take it back. You breathe. We're not scared of fighting. Anybody who needs to be scared, that will better be scared. We're going to put 1,000 to flight to it, but 10,000 to flight. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the backside of the devil. Devil running away from the church.
Amen.
Devil running away from your life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God has provided your armor. To what? To display? No, for you to wear. Put on the whole armor of God. Guess what? Did you notice that we don't have a back armor? No protection from the back because God never intended for you to run away from God. God intended for you to run after God, chase the devil. That's the reason we don't have no armor in the back. Offense warfare. So many people, you will break the miracle. Your virgin of taking your promised land. The devil's been talking to you. He'll do everything to hold you down. Far away from God. You're too weak. Your faith is not strong. It's too late. It's too hard for you. It's too difficult. It is impossible. He'll do everything. He'll use your friend. He'll use your family. No matter what it takes, that will try to pull you down. But bless God. Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Let the devil listen to your praise. Let the devil listen to you worship.
Amen.
It's about time. You know, make the devil listen to your worship. Let the devil listen to the promise of God.
Amen.
I'm sick of it. And I tell the devil, you know, when the devil comes and tell me, Brother James, he doesn't talk to the promise. You know what? You got no future. You got no future. And he tells me my past and things I've done and all the stupid things, you know. You know, how he loved to remind you, make you feel small, make you feel like you're a grasshopper, like these people say. You know, we look like a grasshopper. They look so, in the front of them, we look like a grasshopper. That's what they say. And that's what the devil will try to make you.
People of Israel, all generations, thought the giant was too kill, too tall to conquer, too strong to kill. But Joshua and Caleb had a different idea. They were too tall to miss. Different spirit, isn't it? Different spirit. They're too big for us to miss. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Offense warfare. You believe. Are you that person? Do you want this new anointing of the Holy Ghost? Do you fire that God is pouring out?
Yeah.
Nobody can quench that fire. I'm not talking about a little small fire, you know, you can put out of the water. No, not this time. God is ready to pour out fire that no man can quench, no devil can put out that fire.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know about you. I want the God's best. I want the heaven's best. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to settle for anything less than God's, almighty God's best. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want everything you have. I want the heaven's best. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to hold down anything. You say how much, Lord, then I'll just go all the way. How deep? I'll go all the way down. How high? Just say it, Lord. I will obey. That's the kind of attitude God is looking for. Very simple. Look at his eyes of faith and go behind. Look at the Almighty God. He is bigger than the devil. He never lost the battle. He is undefeated. He's a 100 of 100. He never lost the battle. That's your God. That's your Father. He's on your side. You are defeated too. God never planned on defeating you. You have the mind of Jesus Christ. No devil has a right to hinder your mind. Your mind belongs to Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was in Jesus Christ. Mind of Jesus is always open. Everywhere he went, there was a bound by devil. Then he cast them out. There was a sick people. He destroyed the disease. Everything he did was offensive. No wonder everywhere Jesus went, devil's crying out, I know who you are. Son of all. Time that the devil won. Not us. Not church. No more churches. We're not going to run again. You know, run. Chased by the devil, but we are the one we're going to run after the devil. Listen to me. You're bound by the precious blood of Jesus. You're washed by the blood of Jesus. You've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Does anybody need to get intimidated? Let the devil get intimidated. Not you. Not me. Not us. You want this new Holy Ghost fire?
Yeah.
You want it? It's available. It's available. Today, we're going to pray. Lord, I'm not interested in being mediocre. I'm not interested in being lukewarm. I want to go all the way with you. I'm that candidate. Use me, sir. I'm that person. I'm that special person. I'm the breed of the warrior. And I'm voluntary. I want to be drafted by the guy's boot camp. This is what it is today. God's going to drop me in his boot camp. New special forces. Are you ready to get it?
Amen.
Don't say yes if you don't need it. I tell people, I say, don't come to me if you don't feel like it. You know, just, I'm just going to let him pray for me. No. You're making a vow. You're making a commitment. You're making dedication to the Lord. Whatever it takes. I don't care what anybody said. I don't care what circumstance may be. I'm going to stand in your word, your promise. Your word is my final authority. Let every man, let a devil be a liar. Let God be true. He said it. I believe it. He spoke it. It'll come to pass. It is mine. It is mine. Let the devil say whatever he wants to say. Let the people say whatever they want to say. But you go with God. You stand with the promise of God. You when God said jump, you jump. God said do something, but just do it. That's all we have to do. Obedience of our heart. Offense. We finally see the Spirit. That's what I'm Lord, let the spirit of violence of the Holy Ghost come upon these people. You're a warrior, not a child of God. It's good to be a child of God, but I want you to go more, further, all the way. Be that special force God is looking for this last day. He wants to look for people to use. Are we ready? I want to see this place filled with the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
We'll look at the old time book of Chronicle when the Solomon ready to dedicate the temple. Worshippers, priests, sinners, everybody with one accord, one mind, one spirit, one voice. Cry out and bless the Lord. Lord has given his mercy to us forever in the glory of God. Can build that temple. No minister, no preacher could do anything. Everybody was about to serve the power of God. They couldn't even get up. What happened to the days of Pentecost? 120 people came. 500. One time Jesus showed up to the 500, but only 120 people came. Some people were busy. Some people were doing something. Whatever they were doing, taking care of their business, but only 120 people came with one accord. They didn't wait. They didn't just sit around and talk. They were praising with one accord, one mind, one spirit, one voice crying out, waiting for the Holy Ghost to fire. He shall receive. They remember the sound that Jesus was saying. He shall receive the power. They were waiting for that power. Almighty God, Father, Jesus, we're waiting for that power. We're waiting for that power. We're waiting for that power. Baptize over the Holy Ghost and the power. Give us that power as they pray. As a supplication. One voice, one mind, one unison. Oh, seven, the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. Oh, hallelujah. The whole place was shaken. 2,000 years ago, after the church was born, 200 years later, the church was on fire. Everywhere they went, they converted the people. And they changed the whole world around. They shook the whole entire nation for Jesus Christ. Whole word, no word was under the influence of Jesus Christ. Whole word, they copied the word. But what about us? What about us? After 2,000 years later, what about us? We can do it. They can do it. We can do it. We know Jesus is coming back for the glorious church. That house will be greater than a former house. If the former house did what they did, how about us? How about us? All we need to do, Lord, I am that candidate. Use me. I will shake the word for you. The word surrounding me, my family, my child, my school, the people around, all the influence, I want to shake it for you. Talk all day long. It's not going to change people's mind. It's not going to change people's heart. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why. That's the reason. The Holy Spirit is here to convict people, show, demonstrate the power. The same Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. That Almighty God's the resurrection power available to you to use you. Not similar Spirit. The same Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. To you. Are we ready to receive? We're not pointing at anything else, my brother and sister. I told you. One thing only. That's what I'm after. You intensify fire. All you have to do is bring the level of your commitment, level of your dedication. That's what you got to do today. And say, Lord, I'm ready today. Raise up your fire. Equipment with a new equipment. I'm not going to just display it. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it to battle. I'm going to conquer the devil. I'm going to destroy all the works of the enemy. God, here I am. I'm the carrier. That's what we're going to do. Are we ready? Let's just pray. Pour out your heart. Make that dedication to God. Don't look around at anybody else. Nobody can help you. It's just between you and him. Day of Pentecost, they all pray with one accord, one mind, waiting for that promise of Almighty God. Come on. Let's just pray. Cry out to us.